Talking with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Before we know it, cattle producers are going to be gathering in Tulsa this year. 2020 convention, a different kind of a convention for a lot of different reasons, not just the move in venue at the last moment. But you're still moving forward. Sounds like there will be a meeting.
Yeah, it is. July 24th, 25th. We're very excited. We're trying to be very real. The environment we're working in, we all know this COVID mess has just caused havoc for everything. And so that's actually, as you mentioned, what caused us to move from Norman to Tulsa. We've been overwhelmed by the positive response about that move, though. Our members have reached out and said, hey, we're excited about meeting. I think folks want to get together and they want to see each other. They want to talk about the issues face to face, rather than over phone calls and social media and you know, reading articles. All that's very important.
Zoom is a four-letter word.
That's right. Zoom is a four-letter word. I mean, it's been so beneficial. That's a great one. I hadn't heard that one. That's right. But it's been so good, and it's allowed us to do a lot of things. But you know what? We're cattle men and women, and we like to lean on a pickup, if you will, the proverbial pickup, and talk about what's going on and how we find solutions to tough issues. And man, we've got a lot of tough issues we need to be talking about. And there's a lot of opportunity right now ahead of us. We've got a lot of momentum in this business. Some of it, unfortunately, is negative. And so we need to try to turn that around. Some of it's positive. And so we need to try to capitalize on that and keep moving forward. And so, but to do that, we need to get in person. And so I'm excited. July 24th, 25th, it's going to look a little different in terms of the facility. We're still going to have the same high quality of trade show. Outstanding speakers. We've got a list of speakers this year that I'm just thrilled. You know, Ridge Hubanks is our inspirational speaker on Saturday morning. Amanda Radke with Beef Magazine. Sarah Place, who was sustainability. She's just it as far as that topic. And she's now with Elanco Animal Health and was with NCBA before. I mean, just a host of good speakers. We're going to have a discussion about the secure beef supply and U.S. Cattle Trace, again, just opportunities for cattle producers to look at ways to protect themselves, to arm themselves, et cetera. It's just going to be a great convention. Obviously, we'll have policy discussion time, too. We've got a lot of important policy discussions we need to have as well. There were several tabled resolutions from our winter policy meeting that were tabled to our summer meeting, and so we're going to take those up and talk the Farm Bill, ethanol, truth in labeling policy, as well as a catastrophic risk, some of those LRP type models and so forth. So those types of things I look forward to as well. We're excited about a great convention. I think it's going to be a good one.
And so folks, obviously starting to register now, you can register online and, you know, nice facility. You got a great room rate. So it's a lot of things going for this new venue.
Yeah, absolutely. The facility just really reached out to us and really cut us a good deal, if just to be frank with you. And plus, they've done during this virus time when they had nobody there, they took an opportunity to do a modification, a facelift, if you will. And so we're going to be the first convention back in their facility after a remodel. You know, so that's going to be exciting. In itself, we'll be the first ones to break it in, if you will. So it's going to be a great venue. We'll be a little different. I mean, we won't have buffet meals and you know, those types of things. And the coffee stations might have an attendee who serves coffee for a little while, at least anyway. But you know, some of those types of things. But most importantly is the opportunity for cattlemen and women to come together, share with each other, talk about issues, talk about their experiences, maybe do a little business, strike up some business partnerships, etc. But just be together during a really tough time. That's what's so special about our business is when we get in trouble and even when we rejoice, we do that better when we're together. And so we really need that right now. And registration, as you mentioned, is open. It's already up. We feel like we're getting a good number of respondents to register ahead of time. And so we're anticipating a good number.
Okay.